This is VOK, Voice of Korea, News Now. Respect to Kim Jong-un's famous work, "The Great Kim Il-sung is the Eternal Leader of Our Party and Our People," was published in booklet in Mongolia. The book releasing ceremony took place at the Mongolian Institute for Strategic Studies on the 5th. A portrait of great leader Kim Jong-un was hung on the front wall of the venue of the ceremony. Exhibited in the venue of the ceremony were photos showing the noble life and immortal exploits of Kim Jong-il. Present there were Mongolian personages of different sections. Invited there were the DPRK Ambassador Extraordinary and Plenipotentiary to Mongolia and his embassy staff members.
The Central Committee of the Communist Party of the Philobusier recently sent a letter to the DPRK embassy in support of the New Year address of respect to Kim Jong-un. The letter said Kim Jong-un clarified the issues arising in achieving the reunification of the country, including the removal of the inter-Korean confrontation and the thorough implementation of the June 15th Joint Declaration and the October 4th Declaration. The letter wished him greater success in his noble work for defending peace and stability on the Korean Peninsula and achieving Korea's reunification.
The internet film page of the British Association for the Study of Sundan Policy recently posted an article under the title "Smile of Leader Kim Jong-un," illustrated with a photo of respected Marshal Kim Jong-un among the delegates to the celebrations of the 66th anniversary of the Korean Children's Union. The film page said the photo of brightly smiling Kim Jong-un is often carried by mass media of the world, and his smile attracts many people of the world. Leader Kim Jong-un's smile shows the personality of the great father, who warmly embraces and loves the people, and the confidence of the strong man who is convinced of the final victory in the confrontation with the imperialists. Along with his bright smile, there will always be only a brilliant victory on the road ahead of the Korean people, said the homepage.
Joint statements were recently issued by the Swiss Korean Committee and the Swiss Group for the Study of the GTID, the British Association for the Study of the Sundan Policy, and the British Group for the Study of the GTID, and the statement by the South Korea Friendship Association as regards the enlarged meeting of the Central Military Commission of the Workers' Party of Korea, held under the guidance of respected Kim Jong-un.
A delegation of Koreans in Japan was celebrating the Day of the Shining Star led by Park Jin-gu, Vice Chairman of the Central Standing Committee of the General Association of Korean Residents in Japan, laid bouquets before the bronze statues of the great leaders Kim Il-sung and Kim Jong-il on Mansu Hill in Pyongyang, and paid homage to them on Tuesday. They arrived in Pyongyang by air earlier that day.
The meeting was held at the Paksasan secret camp on Tuesday on the occasion of the Day of the Shining Star, the fourth anniversary of the great Kim Jong-il. The meeting was participated in by officials of the party and armed forces in addition, working people's organizations, ministries and national agencies, civil persons of the Korean People's Army and the Korean People's Internal Security Forces, and working people of different trader. Speakers at the meeting said, on the occasion of the Day of the Shining Star, all the party members, service persons of the People's Army and people, are extending highest compliments and lasting honor to Generalissimo Kim Jong-il, the Eternal General Secretary of the Workers' Party of Korea, and great image of the powerful Texas nation. They express their resolve to advance along the road of independence, the road of freedom, and the road of socialism in single-hearted unity under the banner of regular defense of the leader, with the unshakable conviction that they are sure to win thanks to respect to the Kim Jong-un. Then, fireworks were blasted off in the sky of the camp, and the participants raised cheers and hurrah.
Korean army and people feel a great national pride and honor after hearing the exciting news that the third underground nuclear test was a success. Choi Kun-myung, first vice president of the Supreme Court, Jang Chol-ho, officer of the Korean People's Army, and Cho Kyung-se, head of the workshop of the Pyongyang rubber factory, said, "The successful underground nuclear test is a great demonstration of the might of Sungun Korea," and described it as a historic event which gave redoubled strength and courage to all the army and people, and dealt a strong blow at the United States and its fellows running amok to suffocate the DPRK. They stressed that they would never pardon the movements of the hostile forces to stifle their socialist fatherland.
Junior Education College under the Tulsa University of Technology in the DPLT is the chief of services with this year, the college is implementing clear education curricula of attorney or the essential subjects on the basis of the highly certified subjects. It was founded in January 1995 or 2006 as the tele-education center, the first of its kind in the country, and promoted to the present tele-education college in March 2010. It gives lectures to students at more than 100 industrial establishments throughout the country, including the Tulima Steel Complex and the Pyongyang Electric Cable Factory 326.
Figure skaters of Russia, Ukraine, Estonia, and Canada flew in Pyongyang on the 12th to participate in the 22nd Pactusan Prize International Figure Skating Festival to be held on the occasion of the Day of the Shining Star.
A spokesman for the Food Ministry of the DPLT gave a statement to India on the 12th. The statement said, "The federal military attempt is a proper self-defense measure against the U.S. hostile policy towards the DPLT. Originally, we had neither need nor plan to do nuclear tests. The main purpose of the recent nuclear test was to show the bitter indignation of the army and the people of Korea at the brigandish military acts of the United States and demonstrate the will and ability of Southern Korea to defend the sovereignty of the country. Our nuclear test is just a self-defense measure, never detrimental to any international laws. The United States conducted the largest number of nuclear tests and satellite launches. It is a violation of the international law and extreme double standards that such a country instigated the UN Security Council to adopt a so-called resolution that only the DPLK is not allowed to do nuclear tests and satellite launch. The recent nuclear test is the first countermeasure taken with utmost self-control. If the United States complicates the situation, continuing its hostility towards us, we'll have no other choice but to take continuous steps with more intense second and third countermeasures, either to open the face of deterrent and stability by respecting our right to satellite launch even more, or to continue to follow the present misguided route towards the explosion of the situation by persisting in the hostile policy towards the DPLK. The United States must choose one of them. In case the United States chooses the route of conflict in the end, the world will clearly see how the army and the people of Korea defend their dignity and sovereignty in the final battle between the justice and injustice, and how they win the final victory in the great revolutionary war for national reunification," the statement added.
South Korean civic and public organizations, including the Solidarity for Progress, held a meeting on the 6th and called for an active struggle for peace of the Korean Peninsula.
The chairman of the Arab Socialist Party of Egypt and the General Secretary of the Revolutionary Socialist Party of Gaul recently made public their statements in denunciation of the UN Security Council's resolution, which has landed the peaceful satellite launch of the DPRK. And that's the end of the news, read by Cho Sung Lam and Kim Hyun Oh, the state voice of Korea.
The daily Rodong Sinmun of the DPRK carried a commentary on Wednesday under the title, "Vicious Fascist Outrages Against Reunification," the commentary said. On February the 8th, the South Korean perpetrators held a fascist public trial for Roh Soo-hee, vice chairman of the South headquarters of the Pan-National Alliance for Korea's Reunification, who had visited Pyongyang to express condolences over the great misfortune of the nation, and sentenced him to 4 years imprisonment and 4 years suspension of qualification. "It is barbarous outrages which can be committed only by the heinous traitors to the country and nation. Fascist hangman bloodshot for opposition to reunification, confrontation with fellow countrymen, and obliteration of human rights, and another vicious challenge to the DPRK. Lurking behind it is their dirty purpose to create a terrible tyrannical atmosphere in South Korea, and thus arrest the daily increasing desire of the South Korean people of different sections for reunification through alliance with the North, further incite confrontation with fellow countrymen, and doggedly realize their ambition for invasion of the North. not resting content with tremendous crimes against the nation and reunification they've committed during their term of office. The South Korean traitors persist in fascist outrages against reunification till the last moment of their life, inciting inter-Korean confrontation and pouring cold water on the desire of the nation for reunification. Sky high are the grudge and wrath of the whole fellow countrymen against the hateful South Korean traitors. The Korean nation will never pardon the disgusting traitors to the nation like Lim Yong-bak and his group that give this punishment to them. That was the gist of commentary under the title, Vicious Fascist Outrages Against Reunification, carried by the daily Rodong Sinmun of the DPRK on Wednesday. This is Voice of Korea.